Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is May 12th, 2014, 15. Good morning. I am running around this morning trying to get some stuff done, but welcome to a Mother's Day special in the month of May. Today we're going to talk about the second letter in my book today. My book that I've written recently, I couldn't even think of that word, is Pushing Mompreneurs. And we talked about P, which was yesterday. If you did not listen to yesterday, I advise you to go back and listen to yesterday. It was an awesome, awesome thing that I even thought about writing a book on mompreneurs. But I want to thank you for joining and tuning in today, because this week we're spending some time on not only mompreneurs, but I'm giving out some free samples as well. For anyone who calls in or anyone who emails me, jamiesgeneral@gmail.com, I'm giving out free coffee and tea. and I want to do this more often so you understand the procedure. Today, we drink about 2.6 billion cups of coffee a day, not a week. A day. And most people don't understand, you know, when you drink all that coffee, you just drink all that coffee. You know, most people, when they drink coffee, they get jitters. But my coffee and tea that I have is a healthier product. So I would love for you to email me, jamiesgeneral@gmail.com, and at least taste it. It's a great product. A lot of people are in it. Greg Norman's in it. And he loves the brewed Jamaican Blue. And Manny Paniak is in it. He loves the coffee and tea because he has to stay healthy, because he's always boxing. He has to stay fit. Most people who want to stay fit love the coffee and the tea. So I want to thank you for emailing me, ladies and gentlemen, so that I can give this product out to you. It is an international business, and it is something that is worth doing. If I have to step away from this call for a couple minutes, I may have to delete and do this again later on today. Hopefully I won't. I hope that Dr. Arlene is just, I see you in the queue, but I'm getting people prepared. If I have to step away for a minute, hopefully Dr. Arlene's fan can take over for a little bit. I was talking about, yesterday we started talking about my book, and we started on P, and I talked about pushing mompreneurs. P is for pushing mompreneurs. And today we're going to talk about the U. The U. What does the U mean to you? You know, so many times today people think, well, the U means that I'm still here. Yes, that's part of the reason. But, you know, there is something significant about that U in pushing mompreneurs. So let's see if Dr. Arlene Spann is stable this morning. I said stable. Stable this morning. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann.
Good morning. How are you? I am stable.
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Just ready to hear what you have to say about the push and the you, and so that we understand exactly what that push is all about that you wrote in your book. So I'm excited about what's going to happen today as the listeners are able to get the wealth of information I'm sure you're going to be sharing.
Yes, I am happy to share. I honestly can't believe I said I was going to do a whole week because I'm like running, ripping, racing as I'm doing everything. And I might be on hold with you, ladies and gentlemen. So if I am, I'm sure Dr. Ellen Stan will take over. But I want to get started on that you before I get called to another phone line. So the you in pushing the mompreneurs. The book is called Pushing Mompreneurs because today we don't often push the mompreneurs. Today we have a tendency of overlooking the mompreneurs and the things that people do on a continuous basis. And at times we don't think, well, wow, they just did A, B, and C. So, you know, we just think, oh, well, you know, let me just move on to my day. You know, most people, when you walk into the grocery store and you see always mothers. You see all these people walking through the grocery store, and you can see the look on their face. You know, some are the depressed, some are disturbed, some are, you know, ripping, racing, running, trying to get lunch, you know. And we often don't celebrate and congratulate those people that are yet even in the store getting the food, getting the things that they need to make things happen in their daily routine of life. So we don't often think of that. You know, we often think, oh, well, let me just do this or let me just do that and it'll be done. No, a lot of times most people, most women actually, don't even have time to cook a home-based meal. I got to get the word out, meaning they don't even, you know, a lot of times they have the microwave, you know, and that's not a home-cooked meal, you know. I cook home-cooked meals because that's what I was taught, you know. If my mom's away, my mom's going, that's what I do. I cook the chicken or whatever it needs to be cooked, the turkey or the fish. And we often don't do that. A lot of our women today, they're ripping, racing, running, and they don't even get time to sit down and cook a good meal for their family. And, you know, oftentimes we just need to celebrate the one or two people in our lives. That's what keeps people coming back, is so that you celebrate others and not just, oh, well, she's just here, you know, and that's not what I'm all about. I celebrate those people in my life, like Dr. Lee's fans, that come on here on a day-to-day basis or even a two-week basis. And she's always flexible. She's always willing. She's always there to say, okay, Jamie, let's go. You know, she's never like, oh, my God, I can't do it, you know. So I'm just thankful, you know, and I also celebrate her. You know, because there's oftentimes I know the feeling of ripping, racing, running, and then you don't have any time for yourself until everyone goes to sleep and there's totally quiet in the area. Then you're like, wow, I can actually get something done after 12 a.m. And then you got to get up, and then you gotta start the day all over, and then you get little sleep, and then you're constantly drinking, trying to get the energy up, trying to get things done, trying to get things prepared, and sometimes it just never happens where you can take that little bit of time and say, look, I need some me time, you know. And I understand that me time sometimes is at night. That me time sometimes is, you know, you know, when everyone goes to sleep, basically, period. And because I have nephews. Thank God they don't live with me anymore, but I'm thankful, you know, that I have the little ones still in my life, and I can be flexible with them at the time. But later on in the year, hopefully, I will have to shift and I have to do something else. But yesterday we talked about the P, and it was push. You know, you got to learn how to push your way through life. You don't always have a person to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to help you through. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. Sometimes you just got to go through it. You can't always wait, well, I'll wait until that cloud passes me and then I'll go. That's not always the case. Sometimes you got to go even though you don't want to go. Sometimes you got to write the book even though no one's celebrating your name doesn't mean that that book is not going to be accomplished or pushed into another dimension. Sometimes you just got to step out and just do it. So yesterday we talked about the P, and today we're going to talk about the U, which is unstoppable woman. Unstoppable woman. You know, today in today's world, we don't realize how unstoppable we are. We think that just because we went through a certain thing, you know, everything else has to stop. And no, it doesn't. You know, most of us go through day to day and accomplish our goals and don't celebrate ourselves. And that's one thing I do. Often, I guess mostly maybe twice a month, I will celebrate myself and I'll say, oh, let me take myself out to a movie. Or, oh, let me sit down and do something for me. You know, sometimes I'll celebrate myself and say, oh, well, let me go and go to Olive Garden or go to Cheesecake Factory or go somewhere and get me a cheeseburger or, you know, celebrate me. Sometimes you got to celebrate yourself and keep on being unstoppable. You can't always stay in the same place and expect the same thing to happen every single day of your life. Sometimes you got to learn how to be unstoppable and keep on being unstoppable and keep on moving. So what do you think, Dr. Owen Spin, about this word called unstoppable today?
Wow, unstoppable. That's you know Mr. Unstoppable, if he's listening in, he's like, yes, 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 they're talking about being unstoppable. But, you know, when I think of unstoppable, an unstoppable mom and a mompreneur, she's one that is always in the mode of acting. And what I mean by that, she's a woman of action. And she's one that will pull up her sleeves. She will look at her schedule, adjust it if she needs to, get things aligned the way they need to be aligned for that day, and she'll push forward, as you say. You talked about her celebrating herself, but not only is she celebrating herself, but she's challenging herself. That's what that unstoppable person is doing. It's like, okay, if I come to this, what is considered to others as a roadblock, but it's not a roadblock for me because I'm going to figure out a way to either go through it, around it, over it, because I am unstoppable. And then she's going to say, okay, now what's my next step? I'm going to take whatever step I need to take to get to the goal that I'm trying to accomplish for myself. So what I just explained to you is just the word ACT, A-C-T. She is a woman who will adjust her schedule. That's the A. C, you said she'll celebrate herself, but I said that she will also challenge herself. That's the C. And T, she'll take steps, whatever those steps are that she needs to take to get to the goal that she's trying to accomplish for herself. Being unstoppable, that's what she's going to do. So she's going to act right now so that she can obtain what it is she's trying to get for her, not only herself, but her family as well, because, you know, she's a juggler. She's flexible. She's a thinker. She has to do all of these things to make sure that she's unstoppable. And not only that, she's a woman of strength. So that mompreneur, you are a rock solid, rock brick house woman as a mompreneur when you know that you are definitely unstoppable. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. And we are. We are unstoppable, but oftentimes we don't realize it. We don't understand it. We don't take it into another level, another dimension in their life. And that's true, you know. So what are the letters again that you were saying that are in Spanish?
They are it spells out the word ACT, A-C-T. Mm-hmm. So she will adjust her schedule, right, to, mm-hmm. you know, because she's always juggling. She's got to juggle this and juggle that. So then, you know, she might have planned something for today, but then, okay, mm-hmm. and now I have to make an adjustment. So she is able to adjust her schedule. Not only is she adjusting her schedule, but she's challenging. That's the C. She's going to challenge herself. You talked about the U. So you're going to challenge yourself. And then the T is just take steps, whatever the steps are that you need to take, the first step, the second step, to get closer to the goal that you have set for yourself. Mm. So it's ACT. She's going to ACT.
Awesome. Hmm. She's the kind of person that will make a short word out of a word, and I like that. Adjust, well, act. Adjust, challenge, and take steps. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's why I gave the mic to her for a second. But you know, and that is so true. We do. We act. We have to adjust to anything. And every day when we wake up, we have to adjust. We got, you know, and that's one thing that we don't often do. We don't often take those adjustment steps, take those flexibility steps. A lot of women today, you gotta be flexible. You gotta adjust. You can't say, okay, I'm just gonna do it this way. You know, it's like me this morning. You know, I'm always getting on, what, two or three calls before I do my radio show because I need to do my personal development. And mm-hmm. this morning my mom walked in and something happened. I had to get off that call and jump on another call. So, you know, I had to reflect. I had to adjust. I couldn't, you know, get all upset and all mad and all frustrated. Oh, my goodness. You know, I had to adjust. I had to adjust my schedule to her schedule so things can get done. Sometimes we are so important that we have to get everything done on the list that minute, that second. And that's true. But on other times, we got to adjust to other people coming in our room, coming in our life, doing other necessary things. And you got to adjust. You got to make sure that you adjust. You know, if Dr. Arlene Spann called me out of the blue and said, Jamie, we got to do this. Okay. You know, I'll write down my schedule and I'll see what I can do to get it done. You know, and sometimes many mothers are not that way. You know, you must do it this way. You must do it that way. No, well, that's not always the case because there are times when, you know, an emergency comes and you have to go to the hospital. You can't just say, oh, I got to do 10 things and then run to the hospital. You got to do it then. You know, you don't have time to clean up your room, to paint the ceilings and to paint the sky and say, oh, well, I think I'm going to run over to the mall or to the store. You know, you got to go right then and there. You know, you got to put on your sandals, put on your socks, put on your shoes, put on something and run. You know, and you got to learn how to adjust. And you got to learn to challenge yourself, like Dr. Arlene Spann said, to challenge yourself. Challenge. Challenge is also a good word because I was thinking that word the other day. I was thinking of that word, challenge, because so many of us go through challenges and don't talk about the challenges of life. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. Our challenge is sometimes we wait until the something big to pass, and then we try and go through this big thing, and it's not always the case. Sometimes you can't wait for certain things to pass. You just got to do it like I did. It's almost been a year. Last year in September, I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to be an entrepreneur. I'm just going to, not entrepreneur, an entrepreneur. You know, I said, I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to wait on, you know, Les Brown, you know, or some important guy to call me out of the blue and tell me I'm supposed to write this big book. You know, Brian Tracy, you know, Tony Robbins. You know, sometimes you don't always have to wait on others. You know, sometimes you just got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember one of the videos that Steve Harvey made, and he said, sometimes you just got to jump. Sometimes you just got to jump. It doesn't matter the situation or the circumstance that's going on. You just got to do it. You know, I didn't wait for 10 people to call me and say, you're going to write a book. No, I just wrote it. I just wrote it. And that's what we have to do. We have to think about, like I was saying yesterday, the legacy that we want to leave, the things that we want to leave for our children, because you don't want to wait until the day of and then say, oh, well, I didn't write it. You know, you want to write it now. You want to leave something now instead of the future. You know, because the future can be tomorrow, but tomorrow, you never know, may not come. So challenge. And the next thing is take a step. Dr. Arian said, take a step. You know, you being unstoppable, you got to learn how to take steps. You got to learn how to take steps. You know, in my younger years, when I was working, I had to take the necessary steps. I couldn't say, well, I don't have my doctorate. I don't have my master's degree. I don't have this. I don't have that, so I'm not going to take the step. I took the step. I made it happen, and I said, okay, what can I do next in my own life? I didn't wait for Les Brown to call me and say, hey, do you think you want to do this? You know, I didn't wait. I did not wait. I just did it. I just made it happen, you know. And a lot of us don't take the necessary steps to be unstoppable. We wait for 10 confirmations to come. But that's not always the case. So how are you being unstoppable today? Do you have any last words on being unstoppable, Dr. Owenstein?
Yes, I do. You know, in being unstoppable, think about yourself as a doer. As a mompreneur, you've got family, you got customers, you got colleagues, you got partners that you're dealing with. As a doer, what you want to do as a mompreneur, as you've challenged yourself, adjusted your schedule, and took the steps necessary, being a doer means you're going to help to develop others. And in the process of developing others, you want to empower them and evaluate what you're doing. And in many cases, as moms, we are recyclers. Things come to us and we have to recycle. Anything from clothes to making different uses of things to saying, my child just looked at me in the face. How am I going to take whatever it is I have now and recycle it so that my child is better able to use whatever it is, pen, pencil. But you are a doer. That's what a mompreneur is. She's a developer. She's developing herself. She's developing others around her. She's an evaluator. She is one who empowers others. And she is one who is a little bit thrifty at times. And that's why I said we recycle. Because I know I do that. You know, you have one kid and then you have the next kid and the shoes from the first kid you save for the next kid. Hey,
yep.
She's definitely a recycler.
She is.
So she's a doer. Yes, she's a doer. So she acts as a doer. Back to you, James.
Awesome. And I could understand that, too, because my sister-in-law has, I think, two or three sisters. And one of her sisters comes over and recycles the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we never think about that. We got to learn how to recycle some things. We can't always go out and buy everything brand new. And some of the stuff was like name brand stuff. So we do. We recycle not only words and sayings, but we recycle things and clothes and shoes and socks, you know. Some things can be worn over and over again until they get holes and things occur. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. You know, life happens, but sometimes you got to learn how to recycle and make sure it's valuable to the next person. So, you know, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. That is one of the quotes I have on my wall because, you know, every day is another day, and every day we have to adjust to the storm. We can't always wait for things to go. We can't always wait for people to pass. We can't always wait. You know, and I have a question for you. What is your storm today? What is your storm? As we leave this morning, you know, with a couple of things on your mind, what is your storm? You know, what is your unstoppable place? You know, we're about to go. But I just want to thank you for joining me. And don't forget to email me. I'm giving out free coffee and tea samples this month. So you are able to email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, and get a sample. And Dr. Lynn Spann, what products can we get if we need anything from you today?
Well, you can always get, I have a free downloadable MP3 CD, A Healthier You to Get Today. They can text the word SWEATS to 80123. Text the word SWEATS, SWEATS, to 80123. And as a mompreneur, we want to be the healthiest person we can possibly be so that we can continue to be that mompreneur. Back to you, Jamie.
Amen, amen. And I want to thank you, Dr. Arlene Spann, for coming on today. You are celebrated all this month. And have a safe trip. If I don't hear from you, have a safe trip. And I am waiting for you to come back soon. I know you'll be here on Thursday. But
I'll be here on
Thursday.
Yes.
And, wish you best of luck with all that
Thank you
have to do for your event on tomorrow.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, join me again for tomorrow for another exciting letter that you need to know on my book. I'm happy to share with you all this week, and I want to tell you to have an unstoppable turning around Tuesday, because the best is yet to come for you. God bless. On Jamie's Journal.